This is the Eric in the Morning Podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. Hi, Eric. This is Diane from Connecticut.
Okay. Diane.
Listening online in Connecticut. I was wondering what it's going to take for you to get Melissa back in the studio. She said last week she's willing to go to Costco for pulled pork samples. You think she'd be willing and okay to go in the studio, or is she just pulling the I want my own studio diva routine? Thanks. Just wondering, Diane. I've given up, Diane. I don't understand the logic anywhere anymore.
Diane.
Melissa's wandering around having dinners with people and partying, and then she comes in here and she's like, I need my own studio. I have to stay far away from everybody.
Well,
and I think it's just because she's in there like making lists and.
Lists?
Well, like making lists like what, like grocery shopping lists and your to-do list for the day. And that way we can't keep track of you or monitor you.
What?
You got your own room.
Online shopping.
Right, you're online shopping. Right. You're all over Amazon.
So yes,
now,
we're
open for business around here, for crying out loud.
Right, of course. No. I mean, I still feel, they're still like in the building. You come in here, I still feel a little weird with the COVID thing because downstairs, for example, you have to walk through a maze to get to the elevators and exit out a certain way.
Yeah,
and here, we have to wear our
masks. My thought on that is this is like, if they were going to do that, they should have done it 3 months ago. Now, they're like putting in all of these precautions as opening is happening versus putting all in the precautions when it first started.
Well, they just knew no one was showing up in the building while it was happening.
Right. So,
we still have the precautions here in the office.
Sure.
The notes are posted on the front doors before you come in that, face masks are required, which I understand. And we're not at full capacity here, so
rather than go through the handbook here at the Mix, Diane's question was, are you coming back in the studio? You've read Diane the handbook from the Mix and the Prudential Plaza, but that's true. Back to Diane's original question, are you going to continue to be a diva or
I'm not a diva.
That's what she asked, and she's in Connecticut, so take it up with the fine folks in New Canaan.
What the heck? I just want to just wait until, it looks like things are, clear everywhere.
So another year and a half?
Well, I don't think it's going to take that long, do you? I don't think so. No.
Yeah?
No way.
Well, you hear everybody say, till there's a vaccine, you're never...
If we get to stage 4, I think we'll get to stage 4, right? Before we get to vaccine.
That's so now you're telling, Diane?
Maybe stage 4 might be, I might be comfortable there.
What if the engineers come into you and say, listen, this studio, we've been looking to rebuild this. You have to leave because the building is open. You have to leave so we can get back to working here. Then what are you going to do?
Oh, well, then I guess I would I don't know what to do about that. Uh-huh. Wear a mask in there?
Uh-huh. Wear a mask while you're broadcasting. Now, that I want to hear.
Did you?
I'm all for that. I'd like to hear that. That I'd be all for.
I'm telling you.
All right, Diane. Really, the only chance that she's coming back in here is if the engineers throw her out. And if that's the case, she's going to want us to build a studio outside your home in New Canaan, Connecticut.
We'll be best buddies.
Yeah. You have a Chevy Equinox. What would you name it? Knox. Not to be confused with Mox, which was James Vanderbeek's character on Varsity Blues.
Really?
I don't want your life. There we go. Which, of course, is from Texas, which is where they have pickup trucks, which is where Dirks Bentley is, which is where he takes his 26-year-old pickup truck that he's named Big White 4x4.
There you go.
See how I brought that all together?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Johnny Mox. 312-233-1019. All right, we got a lot of names here.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to only go over the top three of what we're trying to guess they are, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Trudy, you've named your car.
Henrietta.
Oh. Now, the top three we're going to guess, so we're going to ask you to tell us what kind of car is Henrietta.
It's an HHR, Chevy HHR.
Sweet. Oh, sweet ride, baby.
That's so cute.
Sweet ride. Enjoy that. Stephanie, you've named your car.
Yeah, my car's name is Dorothy.
Dorothy, and what kind of car is Dorothy?
It's a 1954 Ford F-100.
Whoa, a 54. I don't know nothing about nothing, but that is something.
Sounds sweet. Nice.
There it is. All right. Hey, Amanda, what do you name your car?
Hi, good morning. Stella.
What kind of car is Stella?
She is a white Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yes, she is.
Oh, nice.
Yes, she is.
Sounds refreshing.
Rebecca, your car is named?
Penelope.
What kind of car is she?
She's a
It's a red 2016 Kia Sorento.
Wow, oh, totally okay. A Penelope.
All right. Kathy, your car name?
My daughter named her car Guppy.
Guppy. Oh. And what kind of car is Guppy?
Guppy is a red Jeep Liberty.
Very nice.
Oh, a lot of red cars out like there. That.
Marco.
Hey, how's it going?
Your car is named?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks. What would that be?
A 2009 Ford Focus.
Let that baby roll.
Yeah.
Let that baby roll. Number three, here we go. Mary, your car name?
Nola.
Nola.
Like anybody New want? Orleans.
Like New Orleans. Right. Nola. Anybody want to guess? What's Nola? Don't tell us. Anybody?
What about a Nissan Sentra?
Nissan Sentra. Are we right or wrong?
Nope.
No. What is Nola?
Nola is a green Corolla. She's the color of Mardi Gras beads.
Ah, there you go.
Green Corolla, Nola. I see that. Hey, John, at number two, your car is named? Hi, John.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Also known as John.
Is your car named John?
What is your car's name?
My car's name, Black Beauty.
Black Beauty.
That's got to be a Charger.
Violetta
Dodge
says
Charger.
That's a Dodge Charger.
Nope, she's wrong.
Wrong.
I'm always wrong.
Bill John, John Bills, a man of few words. What is it?
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Jeep Grand Cherokee. And finally, in at number one, Denise, your car name is what?
The Green Weenie.
The Green Weenie. All right. You are up, Whip. What's the Green Weenie?
That is a really old, like, gremlin, like a Ford gremlin.
A really old Ford. Were they Fords? I don't even
know. I don't remember.
Is it a really old gremlin?
It was a 79 two-tone puke green or avocado green Pontiac Grand Prix.
What a lovely vehicle. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Getting you from point A to point B. How do you get there? The Greeny Weenie. Elton John paid for his ex's knee surgery. His ex-fiance's knee surgery, too. You paid for your ex's what? 312-233-1019. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Great. You paid for your ex's.
I paid for my ex's wife's urn on Amazon.
Oh.
Your ex's... current wife's urn.
Yes.
Wow.
As in,
like...
Yeah, that's what the urns are for.
Yeah.
But I mean,
she passed.
Okay.
She passed, and he...
Correct.
He called you and said, I can't cover the urn, or...
My son used my card when he ordered it.
Ah. So you didn't even really realize you were doing it until after it was done.
The part that made me laugh is that it was on Amazon.
Ah, the Amazon urn. Well, they have everything there. Plus, if you get Amazon Prime, you got quick delivery, which in these cases you sometimes need.
Yeah, you need a quick turnaround.
Yeah. More of them rolling in, Swanee. 312-233-1019. Selena.
Yes.
Paid for your ex's
car.
You paid for their car. Now, this is kind of a little more along the lines of what I expected to hear.
Really?
What happened there?
I gave him one of my vehicles because his current wife kicked him out and he was sleeping on our daughter's couch and my daughter didn't want him sleeping on her couch, so I gave him a car so he could get elsewhere.
There's a lot, of moving parts with the kid. So the daughter calls you and says, you got to get dad off the couch because he doesn't have a car. So you get him a car to get him off the couch to get him out of the house.
Yeah.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was a favor where everybody wins.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Except for you because you're one car light.
Yeah. That's true.
But you got to do what you got to
do.
Yeah. I mean, obligations and responsibilities. Anybody listening who going back to work today for the first time? Phase three is open. 312-233-1019. Hi, Helen.
Hi. How are you?
Great. On your way back to work?
On my way back to work.
Wow.
How long has it been?
Well, since March 17th was my last day. Today I'm starting back up, and I feel like a schoolgirl. Like, my first day of school, if I'm going to remember anything.
Right. What do you do for a living?
I have a restaurant, so I'm opening it back up for curbside, and then maybe 2 weeks, have them sit inside.
Wow.
Oh, look at you.
Okay. Was it a little bit of the Sunday scaries last night that you haven't experienced for a while? Oh, man, I got to go back to work on a Monday.
Yes, I couldn't sleep at all. I had my alarm clock set. I woke up at 3, woke up at 4, making sure it's going to go off.
What have you been doing the past 2.5 months to pass the time?
Well, I'll tell you, thank God I have dogs. I think they've been on more walks than anybody.
Right.
Yeah, dogs are going to miss you.
You've never seen dogs in better shape than you see now.
Yeah, exactly. Or people even getting new dogs.
Tip-top shape.
Jeez.
So are you almost there? Are you almost at work?
Almost. I got maybe 15 more minutes and I'll be at work.
Are you a little scared?
I am, because I have to start my POS system up again, and I'm like...
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
POS system?
Ready. Yeah, I got to get the POS.
The ordering system, yeah.
Oh, I thought POS did for something else.
Purchase of sale or sale... Hang on, Melissa. I forgot.
We're doing a POS joke. Just let us do the POS joke. Jeez. Rip us through a piece of...
Actually, I believe, Eric, that is...
I heard something.
We're trying to solve all sorts of sales issues in the structure of the sales department.
Yeah, I was picturing, like...
Remember
what
we're doing around here.
What do we do if this...
POS moment. Let it be.
What do we do if this POS walks in here?
It's called listening.
I'm diving out.
Hear it when it's... She's out of the room. She didn't even hear it.
Yes, I did.
Hear it. Big moment was happening right there. Hi, Ernesto.
Good morning, everyone.
Back to work today?
March 18th was the last time I went in, and I forgot to mention to Swanee, I was on the train. Today, I'm driving.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a whole new experience commuting-wise for you as well.
Yes, sir. No more flip-flops on the Metro.
All right. Okay. And what do you do for a living, Ernesto?
I work downtown for a small college in operations and facilities.
All right.
So it's me and my boss back today. We're the first ones to get things rolling.
And the last time you saw your boss was primarily in Zoom, I would guess, right?
Yeah, Friday. We were in our PJs having, you know, drink.
Right.
That's how it is with our bosses around here. Nothing but PJs, too. All of us. Yeah, shirtless. It's really weird. Now, are you nervous to go back in, Ernesto?
No, I'm glad to be out of the house.
Right.
4 kids, 2 dogs. It's time for me to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have left months ago. I slept in the back seat of my car in the driveway. Good luck there, okay? Good luck. We're thinking about you. Thank you for that. Hi, Vicky. Hello, Vicky. Yo, Vic.
Sounds like she's in the car.
What up, V? Yellow. Yellow.
Sticky Vicky? Does that work?
Hold on. Let's try that again.
All right.
She's been off 7 months and apparently has lost the ability to use a phone.
Yeah. It'll come back.
It's my first phone call in 7 months. Vicky! Yo, Vic!
She's busy.
What is she doing?
Driving.
Is that a butt dial?
Well, maybe. Or she's in a drive-thru and like
Starbucks?
She can't be distracted.
Are we butt dialed by Vicky? Vicky! All right. Hi, Dawn.
Hello?
Hi. Back to work today?
Yes, I am.
All right. How long has it been for you?
I've been off since March 16th. Mm.
And what is your level of anxiety on a scale of 1 to 10 right now going back in?
My heart is beating like 1040. I'm sitting here waiting to get it to go in. I have 8 minutes to go in.
So you're sitting in your car staring at work going, do I or don't I? Do I or don't I?
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a daycare teacher.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't even matter if it was a pandemic. If I were you and I was sitting there on a normal day, I'd be like, do I or don't I?
Yeah,
do
no
I or
kidding.
Don't I? That is a lot of work. So
yes.
Now, what will be the strangest part of the whole experience?
Seeing certain kids. I've seen a couple of them through my time off, but seeing the kids. Mm-hmm. Having to keep them distanced, having them to try to keep these masks on. Oh
man.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes, I don't even know how you're going to do that.
You know, we teach them to share, and now we have to teach them to kind of like, you know.
Right.
Keep to themselves, yeah.
What's yours is yours and nobody else's.
That's what happens around here every single morning. We have to learn to share. Everybody has to find their spot.
Be nice to your friends.
Nice to your friends.
Right. And then Eric says, no, don't do any of that.
Right.
Stop sharing.
Right.
Give me my pen.
Good luck, Dawn. I hope it goes well for you.
Thanks.
All right.
Hmm.
Big day for many people.
Yeah, it is.
Conducting a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Speaking to 10 people who have been recently divorced and sometime, you know, inside the last year and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Asking a question off the air because there's another country that said, listen, we have a new policy about all this.
Huh.
And I'm wondering, I wonder if that would work here. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You were divorced within the past year, year and a half?
Yes.
How long ago? I'm sorry?
6 months ago.
6 months ago. Let me ask you this, Kim. If the law required before you got divorced, you had to have a 30-day cooling off period. The 30-day cooling off period where nobody could do anything.
Oh.
Just let this thing calm down a little bit. Mm. Do you think it would have saved your marriage, yes or no?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No hesitation there.
Hell no. Oh, hell no.
No, nothing's going to cool that down.
All right, thank you, Kim. Oh. Thank you for being so honest. Because that's what they're doing in China.
Okay.
Couples seeking divorce in China must now go through a 30-day cooling off period.
Wow.
Couples looking to file for separation must now wait 30 days before their request can be processed, during which the couples can withdraw their application. The bill, introduced in a bid to lower the country's steadily rising divorce rate, has since stirred debate online. The cooling off period only applies in cases where both spouses are seeking divorce, however.
Man.
Which is interesting, the whole cooling off. Because, you know, they say now that we're coming out of the pandemic and we're moving out of the experience, and phase three is starting today. Remember, for the past 2.5 months where you've been in self-quarantine and lockdown with your spouse, they were anticipating divorce rates to go up.
Right.
But then there were studies after the fact that said, surprisingly, people seem to be getting along pretty well.
Yeah.
Isn't that so nice?
Mm-hmm. Pretty well they were getting along. So we spoke to 10 people off the air. Didn't know the question ahead of time. 10 people that had been recently divorced within the past year, year and a half. We asked them that question. If you had had a mandatory required cooling off period before you could file, do you think it could have saved your marriage? Any results? Any guesses? Fire away.
I would say there was one.
One said it would have worked.
Yeah, I was going to agree with that exact number.
One said it would have worked.
I was going to say 30%. The three of them.
Three said it would have worked. All 10 said, no chance.
No chance.
Zero. Bad system. Don't even think of it. 312-233-1019. This is going to be interesting. I can already tell this is going to be interesting.
Really? Good.
The average American makes 2,190 of these per year, which means this morning you've already had to make several in order to reach that number. 2,190 what, Pamela?
Eggs.
No.
Eggs.
No. That's a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs.
I already made a couple this morning.
Yeah.
About 2,190 eggs per year.
Oh, that's
I love that answer,
funny.
Though. No, 2,190 what, Kira?
Excuses.
Is exactly right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. I totally wasn't thinking along those lines.
The average American will make 2,190 excuses per year to validate all our decisions.
Wow. I totally see that happening.
You've had to make several this morning already, I'm guessing. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Prizes for you. How's your morning going?
It's good.
Yeah.
Blasted my excuses out the door and did my workout, and I'm heading to work.
Look at that.
Way to go.
That tends to be, interestingly enough, Kira, that you brought that up, that tends to be one of the things that people make excuses the most about.
Right. I'm too tired.
What is that noise?
Hungry. Well, it's like everybody, hasn't everybody done it? It's got to be like one of the number one answers.
Your weekly situations leading to excuses, running errands. Require excuses on why you're not doing them.
Yeah.
Exercise requiring excuses why not, why you're not. Healthy eating, social events, and wearing sunscreen.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Your most common excuses that you're giving, though, what do you think is the most common excuse, the reason people give for not doing something?
Too busy.
Too busy? No.
Gotta work.
Gotta work. No.
No? Nope.
Don't wanna.
Don't wanna.
Their kids?
No.
I'm sick.
I'm too tired.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. It's too inconvenient. And I'm too forgetful. Resulting in 2,190 excuses per year to validate your decision. In a single month, 2 in 5 make an excuse for buying something they didn't need, while a further 36% make an excuse for all the binge-watching of TV that you're doing.
Yeah, when I buy, like, an expensive purse, I try to break down how many days I'm going to wear it, and then it's, like, just a couple cents if I wear it for a couple years.
See, that's a validation, not an excuse. Oh. If you're making an excuse, It would be, well, I guess it could be kind of an excuse.
An excuse why I need it. It carries a lot of things.
Yeah, but then you validated why.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Right. No excuse for this discussion.
312-233-1019. The pandemic prompted people to revisit relationships that maybe fell apart or lost contact, and friends you haven't heard from in the last 90 days have reached out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're coming out of it. You're like, all right, I've got a new relationship. Or like, oh, all right, I can't believe that creep got back in touch with me.
Right.
Which one was it? Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, the random person that you heard from during the pandemic.
My father's best friend, whom I haven't seen in 40 years.
Your father's best friend.
What did he have to say?
Well, it was actually inspired by your show, because you were talking about what parents name their kids, or, you know, who you were named after.
Mm-hmm.
And my twin sister was named after my father's best friend.
Aww.
So it just got me thinking about him, and I actually reached out to him on Facebook, and he reached out to me back, and I saw him on Saturday.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So thank
Bringing
you.
People together.
Wow, you're
That's pretty
very
cool.
Very welcome. We rarely help anybody with anything. So.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm glad we were able to do it there.
Nice story.
Hi there, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, random person you heard from.
Yeah, an ex-boyfriend contacted me via LinkedIn just 2 weeks ago. I actually haven't seen him since I dumped him in 97.
Ah, it was a good year. Good year.
97.
Good year for a cab.
You're still on his mind.
Yeah. The dumping of 97 all comes roaring back to you.
Everybody has a story.
The random person you ended up hearing from was who, Angie?
I heard from a classmate from elementary school that I was not even friends with, was just in a group we used to play Foursquare with, mm-hmm. and he recently reached out to me on social media just to say prayers to your family during these times, and I hadn't talked to him since elementary school.
So was it kind of cool to hear from him, or was it really odd?
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool because, like, everyone, you know, at that age, everyone is kind of, like, innocent. They're not as much drama when you're really little. So, you know, it's kind of just reaching out, being really nice, and kind of felt like he might be doing it to a lot of people, but just to be included and remembered was so nice.
Definitely.
I kept thinking he's hitting on you.
That's very nice. Always with the hitting on. Maybe that happened. Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Yep, I heard from an ex-boyfriend. We dated for 3 months last summer. He ghosted me in October. I haven't heard hide nor hair from him till the end of March, and he called to check to see if I was okay.
Aha.
That was sweet.
And what was it, sweet, or was it like, oh, now you get in touch with me?
I wasn't very nice. I told him I was great. Thanks for asking, and to lose my number.
Oh, nice try, buddy.
Pandemic fun. Chrissy Teigen, or do you say Teigen? Got so mad over John Legend's lyrics about other women, she said, that she leaked his new album on Instagram. This was a couple of weeks ago, and since then there's been a little bit of a fallout. He's like, baby, you can't do that. That's bad.
Baby, you can't do
that's
that.
That's really bad for me. And she's like, I really don't care if it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Stop singing about other women. Okay.
Tense.
So we said text us 60123 about that one time you got so jealous. Chrissy Teigen could text in, I got so jealous I leaked my husband's album on Instagram. You text in 60123, you got so jealous you did what? Now, we've got five finalists.
Okay.
Kind of the new mantra of text topic of the day, the big five.
Big five.
Five finalists. Now, here's what I was thinking we would do. Since Violetta chose the first five, or chose the five finalists here, let's give her the opportunity to pick the winner, but she has to pick from one of the two that Melissa, you, and Whip select as finalists.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so Melissa will select the finalist from your top five.
Okay.
Whip will select another finalist. You must pick one of those two.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Under the I Got So Jealous category, 60123. From a 630 area code. I threw my college roommate's favorite Victoria's Secret push-up bra down the trash chute.
Okay.
So I'm guessing she must have been jealous of how good her roommate's boobs looked.
Yeah. Easy thing to get jealous of.
Number two from a 773. I was so jealous that I asked my boyfriend at the time to delete his Snapchat because a grown 30-year-old shouldn't have Snapchat.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Number three from a 708. I threw a drink in her face, then put a cigarette out on his. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow. That That is coming in
Jeez.
Hot. Coming in hot.
Jealousy.
From a 630, I took off a stiletto heel and beat my boyfriend's door in with it because I was sure he was cheating on me. At least she didn't hit her boyfriend with it. That was in a movie once that I've never been the same since.
Yeah.
And finally, number five from a 773, I signed my daughter up for a dance class that I knew my husband's ex-best friend sent their daughter to. I developed a friendship with the best friend of the husband's ex because I was so curious about the ex. A lot of moving parts on
that
one.
Too confusing.
That's dance deep classes, into jealousy.
Ex, and, yeah, a lot going on there. All right, Melissa, your finalist is?
I am going to go with what was the craziest to me through the drink in her face and the cig on his.
I knew that she would go. I knew she would go with the cigarette bit. I knew it.
Well,
I knew it.
It was over the top.
It doesn't matter. Melissa loves smoking bits.
If it
involves smoking, she loves it. Her and smoking Pat. All right, Whip, your favorite.
Well, the one about the bras.
Okay. So, Violetta, what's it going to be? Either I put a smoke out on his face or I threw her favorite Victoria's Secret push-up bra down the trash chute.
I got to go with the cigarettes. Because that's just crazy.
It really stood out.
The two of you are a disaster. What do we have? What do we have for, I don't know, the woman who committed assault?
Freaks from Florida, man. From Florida.
Duh.
Freaks from Florida. Hear about those freaks from Florida.
Duh.
I had promised you we would do Freaks from Florida today. I had a few freaks that had piled up over the weekend. It seems like an opportune time to get it done.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Freaks from Florida. All the freaks you wanted. All from Florida. Here we go. Number one. This one out of Pensacola. Up there in the panhandle. Florida man strips naked at a flea market and steals a car.
Okay.
A man in Escambia County is accused of going on a crime spree that included getting naked at a flea market, stealing a car, breaking into a home, and ripping someone's mailbox out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's a very strange way to finish that story.
Yeah, if you've done all the rest of that stuff, you might as well rip the mailbox out.
23-year-old LaHoris Pickett is in jail and more than two dozen counts of charges ranging from burglary to indecent exposure.
Okay.
A lot of naked in Florida. It's got to be the heat, just like up here. Item number two out of Ocala, which is where I lived for a while, by the way.
Really?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's horse country.
Oh, wow.
A lot of racehorses.
How long did
Ocala.
You live there?
Too long.
Will a gator freak out a horse? If a horse sees a gator, will it start going like wild on its hind legs and
run away? I think a gator freaks
everybody
out. Although, in the park that I lived at in Ocala, there were gators all over.
Like a trailer park?
Yeah, it's a trailer park, Melissa. Yeah, it was a sweet trailer park. I had a double wide. It was a two bedroom. No, like a standard park.
That's the funniest thing Melissa said.
Standard park. There'll be gators on the side, and you can be having lunch 15 feet away from them.
Yeah, but so yeah, well maybe so the horses and the gators.
Can I have both of your attention, please? You're both over there high fiving. It's nice to have a moment, but then you got to keep going.
No.
Virtual high five.
Yeah, keep going.
Yep.
A woman was jailed Monday morning after the Ocala police officers received reports about a woman walking at a busy intersection with nothing on but a pair of sneakers. While responding to the intersection, they were notified by dispatchers that they were receiving additional calls about the naked woman, later identified as 33-year-old Irma De La Rosa.
Yeah.
Upon returning to the area, officers were flagged down by a person who pointed them towards De La Rosa, who was then arrested and given a shirt to put on.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
Wonder what kind of shirt.
I don't know. Florida woman arrested for hamburger battery. Hamburger battery.
Okay.
In Key Largo. According to a police, Tanya Cordero was arrested Monday evening following a confrontation with her boyfriend in a Largo mobile home.
No way. Jeez, what are the odds?
About 1,000,000%. It's Florida.
I don't know about that.
I do. I've lived there. About 1,000,000%. It's Florida. Cordero and the 39-year-old victim have four children in common. Apparently, the confrontation began when the boyfriend reportedly was seen talking to another woman.
Ooh,
investigators said Cordero then came up and smashed a hamburger in his face.
Oh, she could have texted in for a text topic.
Mm-hmm. Smashed a hamburger in his face. Florida woman in Treasure Island, Florida, is busted for beating up her boyfriend, telling police he likes it rough.
Oh, my God. She's trying to say he likes it?
That's what she just said in that headline. A woman arrested for yanking her boyfriend's hair told police it was a sexual thing, and this is what he likes.
Get out of here.
To which he responded, no, I don't. What are you talking about? I didn't even want you to pull my hair. What are you, crazy? In Fort Myers, Florida, knocking on a Florida couple's door was two alligators fighting.
Oh, man.
Two alligators were tangling on the front door. A Florida couple who heard knocking at the front door looked outside to see a pair of unwelcome visitors, two alligators fighting on their stoop. Sue Geischel says she was home with her husband, Joe, in Fort Myers when they heard a banging at the front door. They looked outside, and there were two wild visitors at the door wrestling, they said.
I've never seen alligators wrestle.
Yeah, alligators are wrestling. YouTube. I thought he was joking, said Sue, because he had so much to do and so much on his mind. I thought he was going crazy. All of a sudden, there was a loud pounding. That's when I got involved because it sounded like someone was pounding on the front door and needed help. I looked outside to see two alligators rolling and wrestling in each other right outside our front door.
Now, you might know this. Do they fight to the death? Or do they, like, or is it like one gets injured and then the other one will run away since you lived in Florida?
I think because I lived in Florida, I know whether or not alligators fight to the death.
Yeah, don't. It's a duel. Yeah, it's till the end.
I don't know. I'd check Google.
And finally,
this one isn't from Florida, but is related to Florida.
Okay.
Dangerous Florida scorpion found in British couple's bananas.
Oh, no.
Gross. They have scorpions in Florida?
That's what the headline says again. You're good with the headlines.
No, I've never. I thought that was like more like deserty.
Born in England, a couple from England was shocked to discover a scorpion native to Florida hiding in a bunch of bananas purchased from a local grocery store. While the boyfriend and girlfriend said they initially thought the animal was dead, they realized it was alive when it started to scurry across their bedroom floor.
Ew, gross.
And I guess my question would be, why are there bananas in their bedroom?
Oh. Catch that!
This is the Eric in the Morning Podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661.